Well, I have to say the first half was a real non-entity, wasn't it? You know, I think both teams were both flexing the muscles, shall we say. Second half was a really, really good performance by us, tinged with a huge chunk of frustration because, for me, we're the far better team. And how often have I said to you, Burnsy, I hope, you know, that with the chances we create, then we've got to take them. And the frustration, of course, is we've got Matty Fryett, who's been out for 6 months, and Aluko for 2 months now. We've done remarkably well because a lot of teams wouldn't cope. But when you play so well at a really big team like Brighton, who are a good side, really good side, and it's frustration, real frustration, because we should be taking one of them. I know the goalkeeper's pulled off one or two great saves, but we still should be, we should be scoring a couple of those. You know, I can think of one or two where it's easier to score, but unfortunately we missed it.
I felt for you because, ironically, you've changed your strikers, and up to then, the delivery being great, you put on two bigger men, and then the delivery seemed to stop. Is that a fair summation of it?
Maybe. But, no, I mean, all round, it's a really, really good performance in the second half. And, as I said, the Achilles heel is that we haven't took the chances. Mm. And how often have we said that? But we'll keep plugging away. We, you know, it's just been... It's the frustration as well as the results beforehand, but you have to win to capitalise on it. And we haven't been able to do that. But it's the first time we've lost in months away from home. And it took a good side to beat us. Mm. They are a good side, but we just ourselves down. We'll go again Tuesday night.
What about the goal?
Well, it's a foul. It's a foul, but we should be a bit stronger. And we've made a mistake in the build-up to it. Brady's beaten too easy. Corey's dived in, given a free kick there away. And unfortunately, they've barged Corey out the road, which... I think the goalkeeper's disappointed that he didn't save it as well, so that's a frustration. Well, it's a horrible goal. But sometimes you need a look like that, and Brighton have got that bit today, unfortunately for us.
Given the afternoon's results, how much do you regret a missed opportunity?
Yeah, it's a
tonight.
Missed opportunity, of course it is, but it's what the championship is. Yeah, I keep talking about it week in and week out, week in. This is what the championship is. We haven't been able to capitalise, but we're no worse off. Another week gone. And we're now 30 gone. You know, we're now coming into the real crux of it. We've got 4 or 5 games in the next 15 days, whatever it is. We'll just have to make sure that we, as I said, just dust ourselves down, go again Tuesday night.
That was Alex's knee? Was it his knee?
No, it's his thigh. He's got a really bad dead leg. He'll be a struggle for Tuesday night, I would have thought, with the severity of it.
Anything else out of injury-wise out of tonight?
Not so far. We're all okay.
You've used the phrase Achilles heel before. The emergency loan window is now open. Are you likely to?
Yeah, but it's very difficult with the light down of DJ. You know, we thought we had him for 2.5 weeks, yeah, if I'm being honest. We'll keep trying if there's anybody out there, but it's very, very difficult. Very, very difficult, A, to get the quality ones that you want, what will improve you. And also, we must remember that we've got two injured at the moment who would be a big force. And hopefully we can get one of them back anyway very quickly.
You've not had a tickle at Boyd at Peterborough, have you?
A tickle, but that's all it is at the moment.
Right, you've made an inquiry then.
We've certainly made an inquiry, but that's all it is at the moment.
Right, okay. What do you make of Geddo? It's hard to judge for us.
It's very difficult to judge when he comes on for 20, 25 minutes. The big thing is, can he get up to speed? Is he fit enough? And that was always the gamble we're going to take. They've got really good experience, international experience, but they haven't played competitive football for the best part of a year, apart from internationals, which also is very difficult.
Mm. Fatty, any chance of maybe making the bench Tuesday?
Well, we'll see what we've got injury-wise, and he's a different one, you know, because he's a defensive player who can play in a lot of positions, but we'll see what Tuesday brings.